trust me through it. If you have any questions, ask me afterwards. I told some of them as we was in the choir, so I don't know what we're going to do with all these deacons trying to preach my sermons. And then I said, well, maybe that's just the Lord showing me I'm exactly where I need to be. Amen. Chucky gave you a preview, and now I'm going to give you the rest of it. But if you study the Bible, and I was talking to somebody this morning, you got to take all four accounts of the gospel to really come up and figure out what exactly happened in the chronological order it happened. And if you watch our play is pretty much laid out like it happened in all four gospels. But Matthew chapter 21, I'm going to start reading in verse 1, and then I'm going to go to Luke chapter 19. I'm just going to use two of the accounts because Mark and John basically tell the same story just a little bit differently. Matthew chapter 21, if you're there, say amen. Amen. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage, remember that. When they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and the colt of the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and they put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cast down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude went before and that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Now take your Bible and let's go to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, I want to start reading in verse 28. When you get there, say amen. If you ain't there, say hold on. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany. There's that word again. Remember that word, Bethpage and to Bethany. At the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village over against you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon never set a man. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they went as they were sent and their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the colt and set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come to nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. Amen. For all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to stand and preach your word. Thank you, God, for what you've already done over this past weekend, God. But Lord, we know, God, you ain't through yet. God, you're going to do something right here this morning, Lord. Lord, and you're going to do something again tonight, God. God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd move if there's one that's not saved. Help them to realize that today is the day of salvation, Lord. If they'll get on this altar, everything can be all right. Help us as Christians, God, Lord, to draw closer to you, Lord. Lord, and as I do my best to preach this, Lord, I pray, God, you would touch each and every individual, and whatever's done, we'll lift up Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. This is also found in Mark chapter 11 and John chapter 12. Jesus, now I want you to notice something. The Bible says that Jesus came riding a donkey. Jesus came in peace the first time he came to Jerusalem. When a king came in riding on a donkey, that was symbolic of peace. In other words, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 says this, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and the colt of an ass." Jesus was basically saying when he come into Jerusalem, at that glorious entrance, "I come in peace. I am coming as the Messiah." Jesus knew what he was doing when he got on that donkey. Amen. Okay? You got to understand that. He was saying, "I come as King of Kings. I'm coming as the Messiah." Now, think about this. Why did Jesus stop short at the Mount of Olives when Jesus was used to walking everywhere he went? He was not tired. He was not give out. He stopped short and called for that donkey because of a reason. It had to be fulfilled. He had to come into Jerusalem just like the Word said. That was symbolic. He was coming in peace. He came, and notice this, he came by the way of Bethpage. Now, you remember, I told you to remember that word. He came by the way of Bethpage. That's where all the sacrificial lambs were taken at that time of history. When it was come time for your family to sacrifice a lamb, they would go to Bethany around Bethpage, and that's where they would get the sacrificial lambs. So think about this. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes marching into Jerusalem on a donkey by way of Bethpage, where all the sacrificial lambs came from. It was foretold. All this had been prophesied before. So see, somebody's here this morning and you're thinking, "I just don't know if I believe all this." Let me tell you something. If all this has already happened and it was prophesied, guess what? Everything else is going to happen that's in this Bible. Amen. Daniel chapter 9 says this. Now I'm going to slow down and I'm going to read this. Daniel chapter 9 says this, verse 24 through 27. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring an everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. It's talking about the Messiah. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And for the people and the prince shall come to destroy the city and sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the weeks shall he cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. And the determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. Now listen now, listen to this real good. This is talking about weeks of years, not what we would call weeks. Verse 27 and chapter 12, verse 1 tells us that this is a 490-year period. Now let's look at the timeline. The timeline, in order to rebuild Jerusalem, the order to rebuild Jerusalem in verse 25 was fulfilled in Nehemiah chapter 2, when God laid it upon Nehemiah's heart to go back and rebuild the walls. It was done. It was ordered by King Artaxerxes on the date of March the 14th, 445 B.C. All this is going to come together in just a minute. The next phase covers 69 weeks of years, broken down into two portions. 7 weeks of years, or 49 years, to rebuild Jerusalem. And from that timeline, there were 62 weeks of years, or 434 years, until the Messiah was to come. Altogether, we get 483 years, or 173,880 days. And based on the Jewish calendar, that wound up being April the 6th, 32 AD, the exact day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Amen. God don't do nothing by mistake. the exact day that it was prophesied in the Old Testament that the Messiah was going to come into Jerusalem, the exact day it happened. If you study it out for the Jewish calendar, that's on Nisan, the 10th of Nisan. That, I understand something. This was not by accident. Jesus came in on a donkey the first time, but the next time he comes, he's going to come riding a horse. Understand something. A donkey was symbolic of peace, but the horse is symbolic of war. If a king ever come into a country riding a horse, it meant war. Revelation chapter 19 verse 11 says this, and I saw heaven open up, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was fearful and true, and in righteousness he did judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had the name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed with fine linen, fine, clean and white. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that it should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth down the winepress of the fierceness of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When he comes back, he's coming back on a horse. Now, you understand something this morning. All this was foretold. Now, you can be ready for him to come back, or you cannot be ready for him to come back. If all this was already prophesied, D, and all this was already come to pass, guess what? Revelation chapter 19 is coming to pass. He came on a donkey the first time. Next time he's coming on a horse, amen. The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Acts chapter 1 says this same Jesus that you saw go rise up in the clouds, this same Jesus is coming again. Amen. He's coming again. That's what was prophesied. Now let's look at the parade that they had for Jesus. All four Gospels tells us that they put clothes down, and they put the clothes on the donkeys. They laid down palm branches, and the palm branches was representative of goodness and victory. And thank God we got the victory on that day. Amen. When he came into Jerusalem, they were worshiping and they were praising him, and they were laying down palm branches. Jesus was coming in victorious. He come in peace, but glory to God, he was still the winner. Amen. He was still the winner. The Bible says they laid down the palm branches. The palm branches right there was a symbol of victory. And the Bible says they said, Hosanna. You hear that in our play. They said, Hosanna, Hosanna. That word Hosanna means save now. They literally thought when he came in on that glorious entrance that Jesus was going to set up throne right then. But that was not his plan. That was not his plan. They had this big parade. The Bible says the whole city was moved because of Jesus. They were shouting and they were praising God like never before. Understand that. This was something that had never happened. The Messiah, David, had never come in. This was something that had been foretold. So in our play, and you know, we do our very best to try to symbolize what happened. Sometimes our folks get a little bit tired. Brother David said last night he could tell there was a little bit of a lull in the crowd and in the glorious entrance. Brother David said he was in the back screaming and yelling, Hosanna, Hosanna. Let me tell you something. When Jesus came in that day, there was no lull. There was no tired. They were worshiping. They were taking off their coats, laying down for the Messiah to come in. They had broken down those palm branches and laid. That was only for royalty, glory to God. And when he come in there, maybe Lazarus was in that crowd. Let me go ahead and tell you something. If Lazarus was in that crowd, Lazarus wasn't going to shut up. Maybe the woman with the issue of blood might have been in that crowd. Maybe the 10 lepers that had got healed might have been in that crowd. Some of y'all, when you end up playing tonight, need to think about that. You need to think about how good God's been to you. You need to think about where you were and where you are now. And it's all because of Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, son, they were having a time. They were having a time. And then the Pharisees had to get involved. Luke is the only one that talks about this. The Bible says they're worshiping, they're having a time, they're shouting it out. And the Pharisee says, Master, you need to rebuke your disciples. And Jesus said, I tell you this, If they hold their peace, the stones are going to cry out. What Jesus was, now I'm not saying the Bible does say in Habakkuk about the stones crying out, but I don't believe Jesus was actually talking about the literal stones. Jesus was telling them in no uncertain term, they are doing what they're supposed to be doing, amen? Amen. Sometimes you and I come into church and we don't do what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. We come into church and we don't raise our hand. We come into church and we don't say amen. We come into church and God's been so good to us and we sit there like a bump on a log. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we ought to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't want no stones to cry out for me. I don't want no rocks to cry out for me. And understand, so when you start shouting and you start having yourself a good time, somebody going to get up. Say it. Amen. Thought about it last night. I saw Sister Kelly do things I ain't seen Sister Kelly do in a long time. Woo! Somebody got saved. That's enough to shout over, amen. We ought to just go ahead and get beside ourselves. It ought not upset me that Brian might look at me like, well, that preacher's a little bit strange. Brian ain't going to look at me like that. I know that, but I'm just using him for an example. Some of y'all worried about what everybody's going to think. You need to quit worrying about what everybody's going to think and go ahead and worship God, amen? Yeah. I'm telling you right now, he's been. Come on now, preacher. You got somebody sitting back there that ain't supposed to be here. So you got a reason to shout, amen? I'm just telling you, we all got to, I don't want to get on your pew, but you got a reason to shout. 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 Every one of us in here, we got a reason to say, Hosanna, blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord, amen? He's our Savior. Don't worry about what everybody else is going to say. Amen. They praised God. They were having a time. And then we see what Jesus said to him. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 11. For the stone shall cry out of the wall and the beam out of the timber. Psalms chapter 19 verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalms 66 verse 4. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing unto thy name. It's all right to praise him. Now listen, Christians, how is it with you and the Lord? How is it with you and the Lord? Christians, I'm talking about the Christians right now. How is it with you and the Lord? Have you been praising him as much as he's been good to you? Then we ought to do better. Now I'm asked, if you're here this morning and you're not saved, listen to me. That's why I kind of said this really hard when I first started. Jesus came in on a donkey the first time. He came in peace. Brother David, that's why he never spoke a word. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that he could have called 10,000 angels. Glory to God. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, I cannot get it out of my mind, that scene of that whipping post. And our guys cannot even portray it to not one little bit. But you get it, you imagine that somebody loved you so much that they took him and they bent him over and they beat him with a cat of nine tails. That thing, it had leather on it. They would put bone and glass and rocks in it. And when it touched his back, it would pull off the flesh. When it touched his back, it would pull off the muscle. In other words, I saw a picture the other day of Jesus' back, and you could see the ribs on his back, Melvin. That's about what it looked like. But Jesus said, I love him so much, I'm going to stand in. I'm going to do it anyway. Jesus said, I love him so much. After he took, hey, I'm telling you right now, that the whipping at the whipping post should have killed him. It killed most people. But Jesus said, I'm going to the cross. They took that cross beam and they laid it on his shoulders after his back was all bloodied and ripped open. And Jesus carried that cross all the way up to Calvary. And they nailed him to that cross and hung him between heaven and earth. And he did that for you. Amen. So you understand something. When he came on that donkey, he was coming in peace. But Robert sings that song, "Once Was Enough for Me." And Jeff, when he comes back, he's coming back riding a horse. And he's not coming back in peace. I've been preaching through the book of Revelation, and I'm telling you right now, I told him the other night in Revelation, God's anger has been building since the Calvary. God's anger has been multiplying since Calvary. God is looking down and see how we treat his son. God is looking down and see how we mock his son. God is looking down and see how this world is becoming. And I believe his anger is just keeping going and going and going. And one of these days, God's going to call time. And the Bible says that the wrath of God is going to be poured out on this world. When he comes back riding a horse. My question to you is, are you ready? When he comes back, the Bible says the church is going to rise. The Bible says the dead in Christ arise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together to meet them in the air. Glory to God. That ain't when he's coming back on the horse. That's the rapture of the church. Don't misunderstand. That's not when he's coming. But when the church is raptured out, after that tribulation period, that's when he's coming back on that horse. And guess who's coming back with him? The church. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Robert, can you sing "Once Was Enough"?